Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
You're listening to SBS Pop Asia, number one for Asian pop.
Ilang taong naririnig sa ere sa programang SBS Pop Asia mula taong 2012 ang boses ng Filipino-Australian na si Jamie Ilagan. Mula noon, namayagpag ang kanyang karera at galing, hindi lang sa loob ng studio ng SBS Australia, pati sa mga kaganapan o festival sa buong Australia. Siya ay ang kasalukuyang AI Content Project Specialist at Digital Content and Production Trainer and Production All-Rounder ng Special Broadcasting Service o SBS Australia. Kwento niya, malaki ang kanyang responsibilidad pero ipinagpapasalamat niya sa may kapal. Dinala siya sa bahaging ito ng mundo.
It's a huge responsibility, but I take it in my stride and really make the most of it. Yeah, and do my best to represent and give the people and the audience a good show.
Sa Sydney, ipinanganak si Jamie. May isang kapatid na lalaki at ang kanyang ina ay isang nurse. Nagmula sa Batangas at taga Mindoro naman ang kanyang ama na isang accountant. Hindi musically inclined ang kanyang mga magulang, pero suportado silang magkakapatid sa kahit anong gusto nilang gawin, tulad ng musika.
Yeah, I've always grew up around music. It's interesting because my parents are not creative or they're not musical at all. It was actually my brother and my cousins. They grew up playing piano and doing piano lessons. Mm-hmm. And so, I think my parents just decided to put me in piano lessons. That's how I started with piano. I think it helped with the formal background of music, with music theory. But then as I got older and went into high school, I picked up guitar in year 8. And so that was the more natural instrument for me. Mm-hmm. And then as I finished high school and went into uni, I started DJing. My first gig was for my dad's 60th birthday.
Oh, that's so cool.
And from there, I started getting jobs from family friends, from acquaintances to DJ for their parties.
Sa pagbabaliktanaw nga nito sa SBS Filipino, masaya at puno ng kulay ang kanyang pagkabata, lalo't kasama niyang lumaki ang mga batang Pinoy.
It was nice, actually. I grew up with a lot of Filipinos, too. Oh. So the area and the school I went to had many Filipino friends.
Where is it, in Blacktown?
Blacktown, Quakers Hill.
Quakers Hill, yeah.
Quakers Hill, a lot of Filipino, and I guess early Filipino migrants, mm-hmm. And they all came to the same school. So I had a very diverse growing up. I know that that's not always the case.
Yes.
Sometimes people might feel like they're the only Asian at the school, or they mm-hmm. might be the only person of color at a school. Mm-hmm. But I feel lucky to have grown up around lots of people who look like me, and I connect with them very naturally as well. So in that sense, it was a comfortable way to grow up. At school, playing, we had this game called Chucks, where you would just throw a tennis ball across the field, and then the other team would throw it back. And there was no scoring or anything, but for some reason, at the school, there was a Filipino team, and then there was everyone else. So all the Filipino boys would be in the one team, and we would be throwing the tennis ball. Looking back, it's such a strange concept that this naturally just happened because there were so many of us. I can't explain why, but that's just a strange thing that naturally happened because there were so many of us. We were able to connect because we were Filipino, and somehow, you know, as much as primary school boys can express their culture, probably not very actively, but somehow we were able to connect to each other because of our shared background.
Matapos ang high school, habang nag-aaral sa university, dito na siya mas lalong na-expose sa pagdi-DJ at musika. Inamin ni Jamie, naging malaking impluensya din ang kanyang kapatid na isa ding artist. Nang magsimula ang kanyang karera sa SBS, sumailalim din siya sa voice coaching, kaya mas nahasa ang kanyang galing.
Yeah, I started as a content producer, radio producer. I was picking all of the songs for SBS Pop Asia, so I was very familiar with all of the K-pop, J-pop, Mandarin, Cantonese, and a little bit of like Filipino pop, Thai pop, Indonesian. So it was my job to be up to date with all of the music in Asia so that I could select those songs for the program. I would also DJ for the show. But when we have festivals or events like outside broadcasts, we would meet with the fans and I would also be DJing on the stage at those festivals. And I think it's from my singing, but also my DJing as well, because together when I do those gigs for the parties, I have to announce things, I have to talk to the people at the party. So being a DJ, it's really important to read the audience. What songs do they want now? What do they need to know about the function is happening? So I think that's where I got my sense of, talking to an audience.
Kaya itinuturing na malaking biyaya na makapasok siya sa karera na mahal niyang gawin sa SBS. At ito din ang nagbigay sa kanya ng daan sa maraming oportunidad, tulad ng Vivid Sydney mula noong taong 2022.
I'm also a man of faith, so I also believe that, God brought me along this journey as well. I don't think it could potentially... It was not all me, I guess, but all of the steps that I've taken to get to where I am now have absolutely shaped my career and the opportunities. The organizers of Vivid reached out to the SBS Pop Asia team to see if there was a DJ who could perform at their events for Vivid. And of course, naturally, I was already DJing for Pop Asia. So they said, hey, Jamie, do you want to do a Vivid? I was like, of course, what an amazing opportunity. Yes. Yeah, so that's how I got my first invitation.
Ang Vivid Sydney ay isang malaking festival sa Sydney, Australia. Nakilala sa makukulay na lights installations, projection shows, live music, art displays, talks at food events. Ginaganap ito tuwing gabi at dinarayo ng milyong-milyong tao mula sa iba't ibang bansa. Karaniwang tampok ng Vivid Sydney ang pag-iilaw sa mga sikat na lugar tulad ng Sydney Opera House at Sydney Harbour Bridge gamit ang malalaking digital artworks at mismong projections. Layunin ng festival na pagsamahin ang sining, teknolohiya, turismo at entertainment sa isang malaking selebrasyon ng creativity. Si Jamie ay 4 na taon nang naimbitahan sa Vivid Sydney bilang DJ na si Dr. J.
People know Vivid as this massive festival and people come to Australia just for Vivid, right? Yes. I know a lot of Filipinos come to Australia just for Vivid. So acknowledging that, it's such a huge deal. It was such a great honor for me to be asked to DJ for that event. And so... I felt such a huge responsibility to, well, not only fill the brief for the Vivid, obviously the Vivid organizers have a brief that, or they have a requirement for me to have to DJ, to put on a show for the people there, but also to represent Asian music and quite visibly, well, maybe people may not be able to tell that I'm Filipino. But one really fun story that I have at that year, Vivid, was I was DJing some K-pop, big K-pop songs. And then I noticed this group of, I was like, they're Filipino. They're Pinoy, 100%. They're 100% Pinoys. And so, okay, I was like, okay, let me find a P-pop song.
Okay.
And I'll play it. And so it was one of the first years of SB19.
Oh, wow.
Go Up, I think, is their really fun dance song. And I loaded the song and I played it. And it was in between some big K-pop songs. And so I don't think they were expecting to hear P-pop songs in between, within this K-pop, Asian pop DJ set. And so I just saw them start smiling and beaming, and they were looking at me, and so that was a really memorable time that I was able to connect with my fellow kabayans. although I was born here, I was able to have that connection with them. And it was also quite rewarding to see just general members of the public mm-hmm. enjoying the song that I selected for them as well. Mm-hmm. So it was a bit of responsibility, but this huge opportunity to share something about my culture to everyone at Vivid of all places.
Marami din umanong challenges sa pagganap ng ganitong mga events tulad ng mahabang preparasyon. Pero mas nakakatamang puso na makapagbigay ng kasiyahan sa komunidad, lalo na bilang person of color. At dahil dito, maraming oportunidad din ang na-enjoy ni Jamie.
It's tricky because when you're DJing out in public, people are coming and going. So the people are not just staying there the entire time. So you have to be aware of who is coming. Are there families? Is it young people? Do they look like K-pop fans? Can I focus on K-pop? Or do they look like they're interested in something new? Mm-hmm. So being able to read the crowd and seeing what music will they like mm-hmm. is one of the challenges. Another challenge is often those DJ sets are another challenge is just stamina.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I'm asked to DJ for 2 to 3 hours straight. One time I was asked to DJ for 4 hours straight. The challenge there is obviously being standing there and being really switched on and wired for that entire time, but also ensuring that I have enough material, enough songs mm-hmm. to be able to pick and react to the situation. So it's a lot of preparation ahead of time. Look, it's really about, obviously it gives you a lot more opportunities to be able to find more DJ work, to be able to say, I've DJed for Vivid. But I think it's the biggest upside for me is that it's a personal, you know, I've been able to make a difference and have a huge impact and entertain a crowd for such an important event in the community.
Maliban sa kanyang responsibilidad sa SBS Australia, patuloy pa din niyang ini-enjoy ang kanyang hobby bilang photographer at sa musika. May malaking ambag din daw ang kanyang pagiging Pilipino.
Maybe this is from my own upbringing as well, of course, as being Filipino. Just working very hard and trying to do the best job that I can. Mm-hmm. I think that definitely, surely the people that have worked with me in the past perhaps see my work ethic. But I think another thing about being Filipino is you can put us anywhere mm-hmm. and we can thrive, right? You see Filipinos in all industries, all parts of the world. And so if we're given a brief or a task to do, we'll all do our best. Mm-hmm. And in many cases, we will thrive. When I see myself DJing for Vivid or any other project that I've been part of, somehow I'm just able to to carry out the responsibility in a good way. And perhaps being Filipino is a big part of that. Maybe they see, you know, that I try my best and I work hard. Mm-hmm. So I put that down to, yeah, our ability as Filipinos to thrive in wherever we are.
Sa lahat ng biyayang meron si Jamie, lalo na sa kanyang karera, nagpapasalamat siya dahil naisa puso niya na magbahagi ng kaalaman sa iba at ikinasisiyan niya na makita ang iba na magtatagumpay.
Every role that I've had and every opportunity I've had is, I can always come back to one thing, which is supporting people or helping others. As a producer, as a music producer, as a content producer, and more recently as a trainer here at SBS, I'm always helping people to bring their ideas to life. If other creative people, I'm supporting them. If they have an idea, I can help them build that content, or I can help them build those skills. Mm-hmm. So I always see myself behind the scenes, supporting other people. And so if I have more opportunities like that, whatever may come my way, I feel that is my natural place. And I feel so much satisfaction. I get so much joy from helping other journalists, other producers, helping other people have a fun time at their parties, whatever it might be. I just love being able to help and support people wherever it might be, and especially in the creative area as well. That's one of the most satisfying parts of my role. I've been training people for almost 7 years now. So I've trained a lot of SBS producers and journalists. I trained you when you came to SBS. And I've trained, so many new staff who join SBS Audio. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly one of the most satisfying parts of my job, is seeing them develop and achieve great things.
May iniwan din siyang mahalagang payo para sa mga Filipino-Australian na tulad niyang may gustong marating sa buhay, lalo na maging magandang halimbawa saan man ito mapunta.
Always being open to learning. Learning lessons can be learned from so many places. As a trainer, I teach people how to use the tools and the workflows that they need to do their job. But once they're finished with my training, it doesn't the learning doesn't stop when they leave my presence. They will keep learning when they join their team. They'll keep learning all throughout their career. So being open to learning, and together with that, also having an open mind as well, asking questions. And that this is a lesson that I'm still learning as a new husband. My wife's always saying, you got to keep asking questions. Keep asking more questions, because there's no other way that you'll know or anything like that. And don't be afraid to try new things. Surround yourself with other creative people, and just try new things. There are so many opportunities out there for you now. Be prepared to listen to feedback and grow. That's the only way that you will grow. And don't be afraid to make mistakes either. Growth is one of the key things. And if you're able to learn from feedback, learn from your mistakes, but also learn from those around you, that's probably the best advice that I can give you. And especially as a trainer, I believe that the learning never stops. So always have a growth and learning mindset, and be open-minded to any opportunities that may come your way.
Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.